Blog Talk Radio.
To be alive this morning. Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson, and I'm here with my wonderful, loving husband, Dr. Reggie Johnson. Good morning, Reggie.
Good morning, Sen. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. Gloria Wells is also our co-host, and she's monitoring our chat room. Hey, Gloria, how are you this morning? And, it's just beautiful. I'm so grateful to be alive this morning. I just feel life flowing through me, around me, as me. Amen. So we are in the book study of Spiritual Partnership. This is the journey to your authentic power. This is where you align with the desires of your soul. And Gary Zukav is giving us the tools in order to deal and to heal the frightened parts of our personality. As we've gone through this magnificent journey together, it has become even more, our understanding has become even deeper in understanding fear. And how fear controls and limits our life. And when we're dealing with prosperity, how fear limits the abundance that we experience in life. It puts us in a box. It puts us in a prison. It binds us. And so this journey into your authentic power breaks those chains. It breaks you out of prison and allows you to have a limitless life that's filled with joy and love and happiness and, of course, prosperity and abundance in every area of your life. So today, we're near the end of the book. There are only like maybe two or three more chapters in the book. If you're just joining us for the first time, some of the terminology that we use may seem foreign to you. All I'm asking you to do is press 1 and call me and ask a question so that you can get this understanding. Remember, the Bible tells us that the most important thing is to get understanding. Isn't that right, Dr. Reggie?
And all you're getting, get understanding.
Get understanding. So we are always available here for you to call our number, 914-338-0590, and ask questions. And if you're visiting in the chat room and you don't quite understand what's going on, type it out, ask questions. If I don't answer your question, Gloria will definitely answer your question. She is fantastic. So, this is a classroom for us to learn and to understand. We always start our lesson in the morning with a dynamic prayer from Dr. Reggie, so I'm going to ask him to give us our opening prayer.
As we breathe in life, we exhale love. We are units of love and life, and light and peace and harmony and joy. That is our place in this physical dimension. We thank you, Creator, God, and Goddess. We thank you, Divine Mother and Father. We thank you for infinite intelligence running through our veins, coursing through who we are as people, as humans, in this experience. We're much more than we can realize. We're much more than we know. Let us exemplify and exalt you in us as instruments of peace and poise and prosperity and love and wisdom as we go forth in this life, accelerating and evolving into total love that you created us in the first place. Let us show that no matter what's happening in this world, we're able to love in spite of bad relationships, in spite of bad partnerships. Help us to understand what spiritual partnerships really are. And let us know that we are spiritualized individuals and can normalize anything that comes our way with the power of love and grace. We believe it is so. And so it is.
And so it is. Oh, listen to that poetry. This, you know, Dr. Reggie, you were just magnificent. How did you say that? We are spiritualized beings that can normalize any situation. Isn't that something?
Amen.
When you normalize it, you know, I think in terms of chemistry. You know, if something is too acidic or whatever, you can normalize it. So if you're in a situation that's kind of sticky and uncomfortable, you can normalize it. You by spiritualizing,
Amen.
You normalize the situation. Here, you know, this is the thing that about this what we've been going through, and this is a major spiritual principle in the manifestation process. And let me put it another way, in the creation process, because manifestation is part of the creation process, is it not? It's just the second stage, it's when it becomes in the physical. So it all begins in mind. Can we all agree on that? Hey, Miss Pretty, how are you this morning? Can we all agree that creation begins in mind? Okay. So, where was I going with this? If what we're studying now is about healing the frightened parts of our personality, where is the birth of fear? Breathe. Birth of fear comes is where? In creation, right? In mind. It's the beginning of the creation process, right? So it starts in mind. So to heal that frightened part, we have to go inside. We have to analyze our thoughts. And what comes before even the thought in the creation process? Our feelings. Our emotions. And this is why Gary Zukav says he starts the healing process by first saying, do you agree to look at this, look at what you're feeling right now, and do you agree to heal it? He asks permission as a spiritual partner that we look deeper into this, and then you have to say yes. You have a you don't have to, but you say yes or no. So there has to be this agreement that you're going to go deeper. And then he takes you through all of the power centers. He takes you through what are you feeling in your heart? What are you feeling in your throat? What are you feeling in your stomach? What is your body saying to you? And why is that? Because that is a level and a part of the creation process. It's absolutely the beginning. And then he wants you to really examine what was your intention here. Because that is a part of the creation process. And my whole point is going inside, that whatever we want to change on the outside, we have to go inside and change it. And this is where I believe the big divide between the multi-sensory person and the five-sensory person it's so evident how it's different, because the multisensory person is changing from the inside to look at the circumstances around them differently. You're not forcing this outside circumstances to change. That's what a five sensory person would do. But a multisensory person is going to go inside. And when you go inside, you're going to the root of the problem, where creation begins. Breathe. And just focus on that for a moment. So what does that equally mean? Here's another principle that we've talked about. You're going to the cause. And that's based on the principle of what? Cause and effect. What's going on the outside is the result of what's going on the inside. Inside is the cause. Outside is the effect. Inside is the creation. Outside is the manifestation. So examining how you feel, examining what you're thinking, all of that is the initiation, the cause of your experiences. And that's why we say you create your reality. Gary Zukav says that we must have the courage to face the frightened parts of our personality. So if you're in the middle of a mess, and it's so easy to blame everybody on the outside, or you know, the reason this happened is because, the reason this happened is because, and you know what? The reason this happened is because of something that I was thinking on the inside. What is it? What am I feeling? Why did I create this? I am responsible for this. Having the courage to say, I am responsible. How do I change it? I need to heal whatever is wrong in my thinking so that I can change this experience. And that's why it's so important not to get caught up in the experience, in the effect, because you're just going to prolong the pain in the drama. What were you thinking? You want to change that? What were you thinking? Okay. Today, I want to go back and touch on a couple of things. Yesterday, we were talking about friends and the difference between having a friend and having a spiritual partner. And some of the things that he said here really jumped out at me, and I wanted to kind of reiterate them today. He said, friends strive to stay in their comfort zones. They avoid experiencing frightened parts of their personalities. And the reason I'm repeating this, I guess, is because I have been in friendships where I knew that a person was sensitive about a certain thing and that it could cause a big flare-up. And so once I knew what triggered that flare-up, that anger or that attack mode that they would go into, I would try to avoid it. That's how a friend handles that situation. But a spiritual partner will go beyond the boundaries of their comfort zones. They do not seek the temporary security and well-being of a frightened part of the personality that has acquired for the moment what it needs in order to feel safe and valuable. When you're in a spiritual partnership, you as the partner have the courage to even say, oh, I know this is going to make this possibly is going to make that little anger flare up, but I got to go there. Listen, do you have the courage to face why you're angry right now? And do you want to heal this forever? So that we don't have to continue to go through this as friends, and so that you can grow spiritually. So you step in the water with this person, this turbulent water with them, so that they can heal, to help them heal. That's the difference. Isn't that a deeper level of commitment? That I'm your friend no matter what. I'm not going to spend time healing the circumstances, the external, the effect. Let's talk about how you even manifested this, right? How you created it. I love that statement, that we go beyond the boundaries of our comfort zone. Spiritual partnerships are designed precisely for that. And what is he referring to? Friendships were not designed to support individuals. You know, I often share with you how Dr. Reggie said, I am not here to pacify you. That sounds so harsh. But now that you understand these spiritual guidelines, don't you realize how much love it took for him to say that to me? And for me to even receive it in love. And guess what? It wasn't my emotions that received that message. It was my soul. And my soul, it spoke to my soul so dynamically that everything that I may have wanted to say, my soul said, no, you need to hear this in order to heal. I'm telling you, becoming a spiritual partner is the greatest gift that you can give to anyone. Helping someone to grow spiritually is the greatest gift, because the impact is not just in that person's life. It's impacting dimensions. It has a ripple effect throughout the entire cosmos. It's great work. Great, great work with magnificent rewards that you cannot even begin to imagine. So, spiritual partnerships are designed to support equals in the creation of authentic power. You see, no one is superior or inferior in a spiritual partnership. Why? Because you're meeting on the soul level. You know, the founders of our country here in the United States, they had it down so well. They understood that we were all created equal. They weren't looking at what color we were, whether we were male or female, even though they referred to, they should have said all humankind is created equal rather than that all men. But, you know, I forgive them for that. We're all created, because they were looking at the soul. And they were looking at the intention of the Creator. There was no superior, no inferior. All equal, with the sole purpose to live life abundantly in joy and happiness and freedom. So, we are equals on that level. On the soul level, we are equals. Whenever I'm coaching someone and they're having a disagreement, they say, well, what should I say? How should I say it? I said, look at that person and see God in them. How would you address God? The purpose of spiritual partnerships is to support equals in the creation of authentic power through the conscious use of their interactions. And the purest form I can say, the way I can say this is divine energy addressing divine energy. Divine energy interacting with divine energy. Divine energy supporting and loving divine energy. Soul to soul. Spiritual partnerships require the commitment, the four C's, the commitment, the courage, the compassion, and conscious communication and actions. Spiritual partners care for one another. Their bond is as deep as the bond between friends, but it serves a significantly different goal. And what is that? Evolution. Evolution through spiritual growth instead of just surviving. You know, surviving seems so empty now. When I really understand the power that we have to create whatever it is that we want to experience, to create the reality that we want. And you can change your life at any moment. Gene and I were having this conversation yesterday, and it was just so powerful. It was soul to soul, the energy that went, because the understanding, her understanding that I can create whatever I want at any moment that I want, she just got it in every cell of her body. And I want each of you to experience that whatever's going on in your life, you can change it right now. And it is so easy simply by changing your thoughts. But if you have fear there, you got to work on that fear first. And that's easy, too, just to say, you know what, I recognize this is fearful, but there is something greater in me. And this fear has no control over me. Something greater in me. And there's a wonderful scripture. And the scripture says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Understand, through the Christ energy, through the Christ consciousness, through the divine energy that is in me. I can do all things. There's a greater energy, a greater power, and this is what Gary Zukav says. There is the authentic power that I was born with, that I was designed to have. That power enables me to do all things. Whew. There's so many ways that we could say this. My first recognition of this power, the way I went through my understanding at levels. We go through our understanding in levels, right? So when I would become fearful, and there would be physical manifestations of my fear, I tend to kind of get a sweat underneath my arms, in my armpits, and it stings. It's more stinging than perspiration, but it's a combination of this perspiration and fear that it caused me to sting underneath my arms. That is the first sign that I have of this fear. Not that I'm going to run away like seeing a dog or something like that, you know, coming at you. Not that kind of fear of flight, but this fear of situations that I've experienced when I was younger that I haven't dealt with. The frightened parts of my personality, of being judged, or that I may say something wrong, or that I spent too much money. Knowing I purchased one of those, I buy something and I know I have no business spending the money, but I do it anyway. My body says, girl, you know you don't have any business spending that money. And then I sit there and, well, that's a whole nother story. But anyway, it starts there. And so what I would do when I would get these physical sensations that I was having a frightened part of my personality arise, I would say, God is, and listen, I'm a strong believer in God, okay? But I don't attach all of the things that people attach to God. But that took time for me to get to that too. So I would say God is the most powerful energy in the universe. It is the creator of everything. It is light. It is the source of life. And that energy is within me. So what do I have to fear? I recognize the greater power of God, and that was in me, not outside of me, not this man up in heaven that was saying, oh, I bless you, I curse you. No, nothing like that. It's an energy that was inside of me. If that energy was inside of me, what do I have to fear? That was my first level of understanding. It was like, okay, what animates me is this tremendous battery, which we call life force, which is divine energy and unlimited supply. And I'm like, if that energy that created the entire cosmos is inside of me, what do I have to fear? And so I began quelling my fears with that truth principle, that God is in me. So what does that mean? I analyze that because I'm a Virgo. I analyze everything. Well, if God is in me, what does that mean? How does that change my perception of the world? It moved me to what Gary Zukav says, my authentic power. And then I began to understand why my words were so powerful, because I allow my words to come from that energy. And that energy is pure love, is it not? And I said, well, then I can say something and it will happen. And it did. And sometimes I would say things and it would happen and it wouldn't be a good thing. And it happened anyway. So I start bridling my tongue. And the Bible clearly tells us that we have the power of life and death in the tongue. It's a two-edged sword, the tongue. Our words. And that's going to be our next book, too, The Secret Power of Words. Dr. Reggie wrote a powerful book on it, and that's going to be our next book study. So, I'm telling you today that you don't have to create this power in you. You just need to become aware of it. And what covers it up are your fears. And if you chisel away at your fears, then you will move into owning the power that is within you, that God has given you. Transforming friendships into partnerships does not require changing others. Why is that? What's the lesson here? If you try to change someone else, what are you doing? You're manipulating and controlling that person. And based on the terminology we use here, that means that you are pursuing your external power. That's not coming from the authentic power within, the need to control. In order to transform a friendship into a partnership, it requires that you change. Wow, you're going right back to what? You're going back to the creation, the beginning, the cause. You're going within, right? Right. Okay. So all that is needed to create the potential for a spiritual partnership is commitment to creating authentic power and following the spiritual partnership guidelines. Now, this is his terminology, and I totally get it, but really what he's saying is you need to be willing to go inside and face your fear and to come from a place of love. And it may sound a lot easier said than done. The spiritual partnership guidelines show you how to change yourself, not others. What difference does it make what others are doing when your intention is to learn about yourself from your interactions with them, to notice your emotions and your thoughts and your intentions? Because when your intention is to practice integrity at all times, what difference does it make what others intend? When you intend to take responsibility for your experiences instead of blaming, what difference does it make if others blame? When you respond to frightened parts of your personality instead of reacting, you attract individuals who do the same. So when a flower blooms, bees find it. I love that. As you become sweet with your creative, your authentic power, the bees come. They want to follow you. Some people say, oh, you have the light, and they want to be around you. You ever notice someone who's extremely popular? What is it about them? You don't even know what it is, and you just love that person. They have a light. They understand their authentic power. They're coming from a place of love. You're not going to do that with people that are not in tune with their creative power, their authentic power. Why do you think Michael Jackson was so popular all over the world? He was in tune with his authentic power that he expressed through his music and through his whole body was about his being connected to his authentic power. When he moved his body, your soul moved, because his moves were coming from his soul. It was soul to soul communication. Barack Obama. Why did people throng to Barack Obama? It wasn't because he was the first black president. No. That's the effect. It was the vibration in his voice that spoke to people's soul, that gave them hope for change. It was soul-to-soul communication. Okay, whew. Spiritual partnerships, that's still rolling through me. Spiritual partnerships grow as naturally as sprouts grow from seeds. Creating authentic power plants the seeds. You cannot convert, you cannot persuade, you cannot convince others to become spiritual partners, but you can create authentic power. You can model it in the process. And then what happens? The law of attraction will begin to work for you. See, a lot of people hear about the law of attraction and they think, oh, I can just say this and repeat it over and over and I can manifest what I want. But they're not doing the internal work. They're not going inside. And if you have been practicing the law of attraction and you're not manifesting, it is because you have a fear somewhere inside of you. And until you address the fear, that you're not going to attract that which you desire. You're blocking it. Your fear is like a brick wall. And if any of you are into software and understand software and computers, your fear is like a firewall to manifesting that which you desire. You know, because in the cyber world, a firewall, they depict it as a brick wall, but it really isn't. To me, it's equal to the brick wall that is in mind. It's a force field, invisible. Your fear is a force field. And here it is. You think you're protecting yourself with the fear, but you're really limiting your full expression. That's why your biggest challenge in this lifetime is eliminating all fear. And our biggest fear is the fear of dying, is it not? You are immortal. Yes, your physical body may deteriorate, but you, the essence of who you are, is immortal. Creating spiritual partnerships requires willingness to experiment with speaking. Speaking is a vibration. Acting is a vibration in different ways that you have before. Not all of your friends will be attracted to taking responsibility for their experiences, saying what is difficult to say when it is appropriate, becoming aware of their interior experiences, choosing their intentions consciously, being vulnerable, and using their experiences with you to grow spiritually. Not everybody's ready to take that leap off that wall. But you will find your relationships with them becoming less interesting. And others will respond with an interest in making your friendships more substantive and meaningful. And those are potential spiritual partners. You will begin to separate yourself from those who are going to uplift you and help you to grow spiritually from those who are still trapped in the 5th century world. And it's okay. Creating spiritual partnership is as natural as finding a friend, except that this friend is interested in changing herself for the better instead of holding others responsible for why she is not changing. Taking responsibility for her experiences instead of blaming them on her parents or her peers or her boss or her workload, and giving the gifts that she was born to give. And you know what? This is the most, I cannot tell you, the greatest benefit of facing your fears is releasing the gift that is inside of you. I don't know what your gift is, but I know if you have fear, you're not expressing it fully. Are you a healer? And deep down inside, you know you want to heal people, but you can't seem to get it together that you're doing it, actually healing people. Where's the fear? What part of your frightened personality has you in bondage that you cannot express the gift that God has given you? If you are not living a joyful life in every moment of your life, not just, you know, in every moment, there is some fear that is holding you in bondage. If you are an artist, a musician, and you're not expressing that all the time, and you feel that you can never do this, and it's the thing that brings you the greatest joy, your fear is holding you in bondage. There's no outside circumstances that are holding you in bondage. It is you, your thoughts, that frightened part of your personality. What is it? Heal that, and you will be able to fully express that gift within you. If you don't have enough money coming in, you're not moving in your joy. If you're not moving in your joy, you're not moving in your authentic power. If you're not moving in your authentic power, you are in bondage. Your fear is controlling you and blocking the blessing of abundant money flowing to you. And if it's blocking that and you have a gift and you're not fully expressing that gift is probably the channel for that abundance to flow to you. But it's all locked up in your fear. So today, you're saying to yourself today, I no longer will live in fear. I no longer will limit my life expression because of fear. I choose to heal it now. I deserve more, and I will create more. Listen, if you have a question or a comment this morning, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. Please share with me. I'd love to hear from you. Okay. I think I've touched on this. Please, I encourage you to go back and read this chapter on friendships because it is powerful. It really spoke to me. In terms of the people that I choose to, it's not even that I'm choosing people now. People are attracted to me for whatever reason, for where I am, and I invite them to come. I don't have to make a choice that I'm in the center of my creative and authentic power, and the people around me support that and support me in my spiritual growth. And I can support them in their spiritual growth. I just changed the inside. That's all. I focus on the inside. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer this morning. Oh. Hold on, Dr. Reggie. Okay.
As we breathe in, let us realize that we are the embodiment of personal power and creative cause. Each of us who listen to this broadcast today is 100% powerful, loving, and balanced at all times. As a spiritual partner, we internalize love and self-mastery over our emotions, and we realize that sickness is a defense against the truth. And our spiritual partnerships are a holy encounter, an exquisite idea of you in action, Father. And I expect a miracle every day with my authentic power. And everyone who listens to this broadcast shall receive a powerful intervention and self-discovery of who they are in truth, in light, in power, and most of all, in love. We believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is.
We call it Coaching Corner. So if you have something going on in your life tomorrow, call in and we will talk.
Oracle Friday.
Oh, no. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Today was Coaching Corner. Tomorrow is Oracle Friday.
And
we have Adele Wayne.
Oh, my gosh. She's awesome.
You
love Adele. She's a Reiki healer. She is so in tune and able to answer tomorrow for Oracle Friday. Thank you, Dr. Reggie. I don't know where my mind was. God bless you.